Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf has been studied in the Nishmat. Avraham ben Esteru, Hashem Tenihana ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been studied in the Fu'a Shalom Adina Batsara. El Narafana Larafat Anepik Rikotaguf. Urfu Ataka Rabalabovichin Yirasov and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf Amud Bet. We are 11 lines from the bottom, and we start from the quote from the Mishnah, "Misaret serita achas." So we said if a person, let's say, scratches his hand, the flesh, even if he does one serita, again because of the death, and therefore he's in anguish, and that's what he does, so the deen is he's going to be hayav malkut for each serita, for each scratch. Comes Gemara and says, "Tanu Rabbanan." We have a braita, the pasuk says v'seret. Seret is the scratch. Yachol afilu sarat al beto shnafal v'asfinato shetaba'a bayam. Maybe you'll tell me that you're going to be hayav not only for a mit, for any type of anguish. If let's say his house came down, or his boat sunk, and in anguish he went and he scratched himself. Are you going to tell me that indeed you're going to be hayav? So the Gemara says, Talmud Omar. That's why the pasuk says, lanefesh. It says lanefesh for the soul to teach us. Eno hayav ela alamet bilvad. That you're only hayav when you do this for a met. Now she says, Talmud Omar v'sev. Vatzil mechtav. Okay, continue. Uminayin lemisaret. Hamesh seritot al met achat shu hayav al kol achat ve'achat. And how do we know that if a person makes five seritot on one met, one guy died, he was in such anguish, he went and he scratched himself five times, how do you know that hayav al kol achat ve'achat? Abu Domar v'seret lehayev al kol serita usrita. Now from the word v'seret, it teaches me that I'm hayav for each one. Nashi Tamuna v'seret, tematzi l'mechtav, l'nefesh lo tesletu. B'mkom v'seret, l'nefesh lo tetenu. Because the pasuk could have said, lo tesletu, do not make a serita. From the fact that it comes along and says, v'seret, l'nefesh lo tetenu. So that's already coming to teach me that for each seret, for each one, you're going to be hayav, or it comes from the extra vav. V'seret.
Lecture mode on.
Veseret, from the extra vav, teaches me that for each serita is going to be hayav. Rabbi Yose Omer, Rabbi Yose says, minayin lemisaret serita achat al chamisha metim shu hayav al kol achat ve'achat. This is a big chadush. That you make one serita for five different metim. That in that one action, you're going to be hayav five. How do you know that? Tamud Omar, lenefesh, lechayev, al kol nefesh v'nefesh. So comes the pasuk over here, lenefesh. Right? That's part of the pasuk. What's the full pasuk? It says in the full pasuk, v'seret lenefesh lo tetenu. So the word lenefesh is coming to teach us that for each nefesh, that for each one of the five, you're going to be hayav. So comes the Gemara and says, v'apikte lebeto shenafal v'sfinato shetavah bayam. What do you mean? You just told me the word nefesh comes and tells me that you're only a hayav when it's for a death. When you're anguishing over a death. That's lenefesh. Nefesh met. And now you're telling me that lenefesh is talking about that for each nefesh, for each individual. Make up your mind. What is the word lenefesh coming to teach me? So Gemara says, Kasabah, Rabbi Yoseh. Rabbi Yoseh is of the opinion that says, Sirita vegedida achati. We have two pesukim in the Torah that talk about not being able to scratch yourself. One pasuk is the pasuk of Seret LaNefesh Lo Titenu BeBsarchem, and the other pasuk is Lo Titgodedu. Same isur. One is Seret and one is Lo Titgodedu. Rabbi Yosef says they're the same isur, and therefore whatever applies to the one applies to the other. And therefore, since by Lo Titgodedu it says Lo Titgodedu Lamet, oh, so therefore I know that Sirita also is Dafka Lamet. So what is the word nefesh by sirita coming to teach me? That you're going to be hayav for each nefesh, even though you only did one. That's the top line. Kasabana bi yoseh sirita vegedida ahat. Netalvayu ben biyad ben bichli. And it doesn't matter how you do it. Ben biyad ben bichli. Whether you scratch yourself with the hand, or whether you scratch yourself with a keli, doesn't matter. You're going to be hayav for both. Uchti begedida lamit. Not to go to do it, to simu kurha. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel comes along and says, Hamisaret bichli hayav. That if a person that makes sirita with a kli, with an instrument, with a vessel, he's going to be hayav. Now look at that shi. Hamisaret bichli hayav, second line. Havadai peshita lekule alma de'ikar gedida mashma bichli. De'ikar sirita mashma biyad. That's no question. Sirita is mashma with your hands. You're scratching yourself with your nails. And gidida is mashma, you're doing it with a keli. That's everybody agrees to. So what is Shmuel coming to say? Amar Shmuel, misaret bichli almet hayav. He came along and said, misaret. If you make sirut with a keli, you're going to be hayav. Ve'lo kamar megaded bichli. He didn't say the word megaded, which is the word, proper word. Lashmina deshem sirita shayach bichli. That the word sirita also applies to a kli. Now, say a chabura ba'atzu b'kli almet hayav shnei lavim. Mishum misaret, mishum megaded. The gedida v'sirita achati. That's the Rosh of Shmuel. That when a person takes a keli and he scratches himself almet, so for sure he's hayav lotet godedu. Lotet godedu is mashma b'kli. But the hadush is he's even hayav sirita. That's what Shmuel's language was what? That's considered even sirita. So therefore, if a person scratches himself with a keli on his flesh for a mat, he's going to be hayav two isurim. He's going to be hayav the isur of seret, and he's going to be hayav the isur of lotet godedu, which means they're all the same item. Ben bichli, ben beyad. Similarly, the opposite. If a person does it beyad, he's going to be hayav two also. Be hayav mishum sirita, mishum gedida. That's the opinion of Shmuel, that they're all the same item. Bim biyad, bim bichli.
One set of two?
No, two. Stulavim. Stulavim. Amar shuwa misaret bichli hayav. Meti ve the Gemara has a question. Sirita ve gedida achati. The sirita gedida is basically the same isur. Ela, she says, sirita biyad ve gedida bichli. Oh, question against Shmuel. Here it's clearly saying they're separate items. Meaning they're one in the sense that they're the same isur, in the sense that this is hayav davka bichli, and this is hayav davka biyad. You, Shmuel, came along and said they're interchangeable. But you, Shmuel, you're an amora. You can't argue on a braita. The braita is clearly telling me this is biyad and this is bichli. Rashi, first white line. Meti ve'gedida v'sehati, kelomar. Ben sirita, ben gedida, enyan chaburahim. They have a similar concept in the sense that they're both chaburah, both damaging. Ushneim almet, and they're both remet. Ela sirita biyad, gedida bichli. Bekasha lishmuel, the amar tarvayu ben biyad ben bichli. The kamar misaret bichli. That she just telling you what we spoke outside. It's not that she, by the way. This is the Rivan, as we pointed out already, that she left us a few dapim ago. Yatzan ishmato betahor. The midka amar misaret bichli. The fact that Shmuel said hamisaret bichli, velo kamar megaded bichli, mechad esrita sheka bichli kikereda. Normally, gedida is bichli. But from the fact that Shmuel said hamisaret bichli, it's chadush that even sirita is hayav bichli, and therefore you're going to be hayav two items. The only problem is over here it says nevraita gedida bichli sirita biyad. Gemara answers, who is Shmuel going like? Who damar? Rabbi Yosef. He is going like Rabbi Yosef. We found the Tanah. Who's the Tana? Rabbi Yosef. Top line of the Gemara. Kasaba Rabbi Yosef Sidita Begedida Achati. That means according to Rabbi Yosef, indeed they're all the same. Ben Beyad Ben Mechlis or Shmuel is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that Gedida and Sidita are one. Ben Beyad Ben Bechli. Tane Tana Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. So we learned a Braita. There was an Amora. He learned the bright and for Rabbi Yochanan. Al-Met, Ben Biyad, Ben Bechli, Hayav. Okay, for a Met, doesn't matter how you do it. Ben Bechli, Ben Biyad, Hayav. Al-Avodat Kochavim. But if you're doing it as an Avodat Zara, for Avodat Kochavim, Rashi says, the Yesh Avodat Kochavim, She'ovdim Ota Bekach. She'osim Bibsaram, Haburot, Upesaot. That's what they would do. They would blemish themselves. That's the way they served it. Oh, so the Gemara says, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, Biyad Chayav, Bichli Patur, only Biyad. Kanireh, it seems that the only time you'll be Chayav in Avodah Zarah if you do it Kedarko. If you don't go with Kedarko, you're not going to be Chayav, you're Patur. What's the Derech by Avodah Zarah? The Derech is Biyad. Velo because she says, Biyad Chayav, the Derech Avodah Tabekach, that's the Derech. Ve'afilu Avodah Gem Shereh Tabekach, Chayav the Avodah Gemurahi, Biyad. But even as she says, if the Avodah is not to do with Biyad, since you do with Biyad, since there is an Avodah like that, you're going to be Hayav. So comes Gebron and says, Va'ifcha Ketiv. What are you talking? We have a Pasuk that shows us the exact opposite. What does the Pasuk say? Va'yitgodedu kemishpatam. And they went and they scratched themselves according to their custom, according to their law. Beharabot ubaramahim. With what? Haravot is swords and spears, which means what? They lance themselves with kelim for avodah zarah. Smash mother adraba avodah zarah is dafka bichli. Ela ema, switch it around. Biyad patur bichli chayav. Now she says that ibcha ketiv. I'm going to say that she, but mind you again, Ivan, just as a slip always. That ibcha ketiv the bichli derech avodahu laavodah kuchavim. Ketiv vaitgodedu kemishpatam asu gedida kederech. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'chayav al harosh peot. Right, we said in the Mishnah that if you cut the peot off, you're going to be chayav er machlok. If you chayav two or you chayav one for both of them. Anyway, machver rav sheshat ben perke resha. Rav sheshat showed on his head, where the peot was. Machve, he pointed to the two peot. Vivan, be perke deresha, makom perakim shachalim shem perke atzlamot v'hanu b'sda'im. Right by the temple. He showed already over here where the peot were. Similarly, the Gemara says, v'ala zakan, shtayim mikan, ushtayim mikan v'hat lemata. We said on the beard, when you shave it off with a razor, there's 5 points. Right? We said by the from the jawbone and down, to the chin over here, on both sides, and then underneath the chin, where the santat, that's the 5th point. So the Gemara says, Machver Rav Sheshat, Bim Perket Dikna. Rav Sheshat showed the points on the beard, exactly the 5 spots where you're going to be Hayab. Now Rivan repeats over here what he told us in the Mishnah. Let's read it again. Bim Perket Dikna, Perik Rishon Chil Zakan, Hainu Tachat Ozen, underneath the ear, Makom Shelechia Tachton Yotze Misham. And with a jawbone, juts out. When you go straight down from to the ear, go straight down beneath the pe'ah, and you make a jaw like, clench your teeth, and you see the jaw comes out, that's already a spot. Veshav nikra pe'ah b'chudo shel lechi shebolet b'chutz. Ushtea shebolot shebesantar, makom chibur shtea lechayayim, esh esem katan shemachamel lechayim yachad shemikan mikam, nikra pe'ah. Shekol lechamim lesof ha'lechi. And then you have the bottom of the jaw, underneath it, where it jolts out, and then underneath it, where it connects on the bottom, and then you have one in the center. So basically, the points are two on the side here, right here, and two over here, and one in the center over here. That's the opinion of the Rivan. In any event, that's the way Rav Sheshat pointed. He pointed to the 5 spots on the beard. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im Natlan. Rabbi Eliezer learned in the Mishnah that if you took off both peot simultaneously, you got one atra and you were told, hey, don't take off your peot. And you took your right hand and your left hand and you took them off together, Kasavar had lav. We hold that the din of peah is only one isu lav. According to Tanakh, he says there's two lavim. Each peah is a separate lav. That's where you're going to get two malkut. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's considered one lav. Comes the Gemara and continues. Oh, and that which we said, it's only a chayav if you take it off with a razor. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabana, and this is talking about the beard. So Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, Ufat zekanam lo yigalehu. That what? You should not shave your beard. Now that's written over there by the Kohanim. You have to keep in mind, we have two pasukim that talk about not shaving the beard. One pasuk was written by the Kohanim, and one pasuk was written by Yisrael. Of course, the law applies across the board, but we're going to learn the laws of Yisrael from Kohen, the laws of Kohen from Yisrael. We're going to combine both pasukim. So again, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Ufad zekanam lo yigalechu. That's written by the Kohanim. Yachod afilu gilecho b'mesparayim yachayav. Well, don't shave. It sounds like with anything, even with a scissors. Don't cut your beard with a scissors. Tamud Omar, lo tashchit. By the Yisrael, when it talks about shaving, it says, lo tashchit et pe'ad zekanecha. It has to be in a way of hashchata. The scissors doesn't get to the root. It just cuts the surface. But a razor actually cuts to the root. So therefore, yigalechu by Kohanim, don't shave. Anyway, that's why it says, lo tashchit by Yisrael, to teach me dafka derech hashchata. So Gemara says, id lo tashchit. Oh, if you tell me lo tashchit, I'll say yachod im leketo b'malket v'rehitani yechayav. Maybe not only a razor, even a malket v'rehitani is like a plane, like a sharp instrument that also is hashchata. Why you only tell me a razor? So Gemara says Talmud Omar lo yigalechu. Lo yigalechu teaches me it's got to be the normal way of shaving. God doesn't shave with a plane. You shave with a razor. So therefore, lo yigalechu teaches me derech. It's got to be the derech. Now, what type of derech? Through a hashchata. So therefore, that includes only a tar, only a razor. Look at Rashi. Rivan ufad zekanam lo yigalechu. Kabe kohanim ketiv. It's written by the kohanim, that pasuk. Velo tashchit pe'ad zekanecha b'Yisrael ketiv. Another pasuk of hashchata is written by Israel. V'yafinu lo b'gezera shavah. Hay mehay. The pe'ah pe'ah. Oh, what's the link between the two pesukim? Gezerat shva pe'ah pe'ah. It says the word pe'ah by both. Amine behedja pel kabed kadoshik. Gezerat shva pe'ah pe'ah. Lachu da'ata. Fine. Tamud omar lo tashchit. Umesparayim ena mashchitim. The scissor is not mashchit. She'en chotchim se'ar besam ikar. It doesn't get to the root. Ketar. Giluach she'es mashchata derech legaleh. But dafka something that's the derech to shave with. Umashchit. You need both things. You need derech and ashchata. Vainu ta'ar. That's a ta'ar. It's a razor. Aval le'itani mashchit. So sure that the Haitani, that instrument will mashrit. Ben derech legaleach bo. But it does not the derech. Umisparayim, it's the derech begalpin ben mashritim. So the only item that fits both criteria is what? Is the ta'ar. Comes the Gemara and says, ha, ketzad, giluach, sheish mashchata, viomeze ta'ar. What's the case of giluach that has ashchata? Must be a razor. Rabbi Eliezer ben afilu de keto bemelaket v'nahitani hayav. Rabbi Eliezer held even with an instrument, you're going to be hayav. Now, this is very strange. Make up your mind. Where did you get this chiddush of instrument? If you're making the gezerah shava, so it's got to be something that's the derech. That would only include tar. If you don't make the gezerah shava, then the chaura, even a scissors should be asur, because then you don't need hashchata. Then any type of item. Where are you including this enyan of melaket from naitas? So Gabriel is going to say what I just told you. Manafshach, igamir gezerah shava. If you learn the gezerah shava between pe'ah by kohanim to Israel, meaning hashchata to giluach, so therefore the be'ah ta'ar. So therefore it's only ta'ar, only a razor, because that's the derech. Now if you don't go with the gezerah shava, igamir gezerah shava, the misparayim nameh. So then you should even include the scissors, because then you don't even need hashchata. You can do anything. So where are you getting your shita that says even a melaket and a daitani? Yeah. He holds, yeah. And guess what? It's the derech. Melaket and daitani, it's the derech. So I have an interesting mahlok in the mitzvot of it. Is it the derech to shave with a melaket and a Raitani? Okay, that's the Gemara's subject. Gotta go back to the next Mishnah. Hakotev ketovet ka'aka. Okay, this is the Mishnah that talks about tattoos. Now, what is ketovet? Ketovet is the writing. What's the ka'aka part of it? So that she says what it is. Ketovet ka'aka, kotev tehila al bisaro besam o besikra. He writes with an ink. Okay? Black ink, red ink. Veharkak mekakeya basar bemahad. Then he pricks the basar with a needle to make holes in the basar. And what happens? The ink goes into the basar underneath the flesh and it remains there. Bemahad o besakin. It goes between the flesh and the skin. That's a tattoo. Kaka, point. Meaning kaka, you're pointing, you're pricking yourself with the needle. ואסור לכתוב שום כתיבה בעולם על בשרו בעניין זה שכאן גזרת הכתוב. ואיוון doesn't tell us the reason for כתובת קעקע, גזרת הכתוב, this is a, it's a hook. You're not allowed to do it. So comes the Gemara and says, משנה says, כותב כתובת קעקע, כתב ולא קעקיע. Let's say you wrote, but you didn't needle yourself to get it in, or the opposite, קעקיע ולא כתב. Or you just made the holes, but you didn't produce with the ketiva. Enu hayav. You're not going to be hayav. Ad sheyichtov v'yikakeya. First of all, he's got to ride it, and he's got to kakeya. He's got to get it in there, into the flesh. Biyado. He does it with his hand. Ubechachol. That's the type of ink that the ladies used to use, like a mascara to black to put on their faces. Ubechol davar shudo shemu. For that matter, any item that leaves an impression. Come to give an answer to be showing you that we should be showing on air. Eno hayab, achichtov sham et Hashem. Wow. Sounds like from the Mishnah, you gotta write Hashem's name. That's a tattoo. Dichtiv shneimar uchtov et kikav turu bechem ani Hashem. Why does Moshe have to say ani Hashem in the middle of the pasuk of tattoos? Yeah, let's come say, what type of tattoo am I saying that's going to be hayab? A tattoo that has Hashem's name on it. We will wait for the Gemara to explain it. Mefarish b'Gemara d'shem avodat kochavim ka'amar. That when it says Hashem, it doesn't mean God's name. It means Hashem of Avodah Zarah. That's what the pasuk is saying. Don't write Avodah Zarah on your end. You know why? Ani Hashem, because I am God. What are you putting another shim over there on your body for? That's what I'm saying. It's not a shim thing. Gemara says, Amale Rab Acha Vere De Rava De Rav Ashe Ad Di Yichtov Ani Hashem Mamash. So the first rabbi said, you got to actually write Ani Hashem. That's the Yisud of tattoos. So Gemara says, Ivan, על תיבות הללו, אני השם, אתה מחייבו, משום כתובת קעקע. Interesting שיטה. Gemara says, אמר לי, לא, no, that's not the פשט, כי דתני בר כפרה, אינו חייב עד שיכתוב שם עבודת כוכבים. That's the איסור. To write the name of עבודה זרה, שנאמר וכתובת קעקע לא תדרו בכם, אני השם, אני השם ולא אחר. What's the פסוק, אני השם, דורגן, כתובת קעקע בזוג? It's like, what are you writing out? What's it on your body for? Ani Hashem. Ani v'no acher.
So I can put a picture on
it? According to that shita? Very. Ivan. Uchtovet kaka dubekem. Shum ketovet kaka lo yasu lefanai. Ani Hashem. So I am God. V'asurin etem lechtov shem acher al besarchem. Al ma'ikar chiyuva mishum shem avdach kukavim. Miyu. אסור לכתוב שום כתיבה בעולם ואפילו בשמעון אלא דחיו מלכות לך. ריבן answered the question. ריבן said everything's אסור, it's just you only get מלכות on the עבודה זרה one. So even a picture, even a name, and that's all going to be אסור. נפקא מינה, are you going to get the מלכות or not? כותב בשמעון, you only get מלכות on the שם עבודה זרה. Comes the Gemara continues. אמר רב מלכיה אמר רב עדה בר אהבה, אסור לו לאדם שייתן אפר מקלה על גבי מכתו, מפני שנראית ככתובת קעקע. Person has a makkah, he has a wound, right? So he's not going to take ashes, burnt ashes, obviously, and you cannot stick it on the wound, even though maybe there was medicinal purposes to that item, because what's going to happen? It leaves a black scar. Now, even though it's not a tattoo, and your kavanah was not for tattooing, but it's made to iron, it looks like it's a tattoo item, because even when it heals, it's still going to remain a little black over there. So therefore, it's asur to put efer makleh on the makar. Ivan, efer makleh, davka ka'amar, special type of ashes that were burnt. Lefishikashay, umekakat makoma makah, and it goes into the makah. Garoshim der esham ahar zeman. But just to take dirt and put it on the makah, no. Dafka efer makleh. Okay, so comes the Gemara and continues. Once already, we gave this opinion of Rav Malkiya that talked about the efer makleh. We're going to give some of his other shitot as well that we see throughout Shas. Amar Rav Nachman, Bered Rav Ika, Shvud, Shvachot, Vegumot. Rav Malkiyo, Blurit, Efer Makle, Vigivina, Rav Malkiyah. There's two rabbis in Shas. One is Rav Malkiyo, one is Rav Malkiyah. Each one said three halakhot. So how are you going to remember? Rav Malkiyo, he said three halakhot. What was three halakhot? Blurit, Efer Makle, and Givina. What was Rav Malkiyah's three items? Sorry. Correct. Shvud, Shefachot, and Gumot is Rav Malkiyo. We will see what these three halachot are. And Blurit, and Efer Makleh, and Givina is Rav Malkiya. Now, what are these six halachot? We have to read them all in the Divan. Number one, Shvud. Perek En Sadim, Masechet Betza. Shvud, Shetzalu Bo Basar. On Yom Tov, you have a spit, a skewer that you roasted meat on it. After you roast the meat on it, you take it off of Yom Tov. Now the skewer itself is dirty, not usable again. Therefore, it becomes mukseh. You cannot move it on Yom Tov. As soon as tatelo, amar malkiyo, amar vadav es shomto umanicho bekeren zavi. You kick it to the side, leave it in the corner till after Yom Tov. Ve'ainu shmateta de'lavim melta de'amoru amora, which is an Amoraic statement. You can see the Gemara is going to say Rav Malkiyo only made statements of the Amoraim, as opposed to Rav Malkiya. He made statements as well about Mishnayot and Braitot. So this is an Amoraic statement. That's the case of Shvud. Next one, Shefachot. What's the case of Shefachot? Mishnahi, Rabbi Perik Afapi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. This is talking about over here, a lady is obligated to do certain services for her husband when she gets married. She's to serve her husband certain ways. So it says, but if she brings maids into the marriage, so she can delegate her services for the maids to do. The Bili Ezer says, depends. Certain amount of services she could delegate. But either she brings in 100 maids, she has to do something, because it's going to lead to boredom, and boredom is no good. She'amum mivili de batala, and the batala is going to bring to zima, into promiscuity. Therefore, that's the Bili Ezer's deen of Shefachot. אפילו הכניסה לו מאה אמר רב מלכיו אמר רב עדה על אחר כרבידי עזר והיינו משלד אמרה כאן ולא כמה ואתה בפה נפשק. Exactly, which means again he's making a statement that what? That we go like רבי אלי עזר. Good. What's the third opinion that he said of מלכיו? גומות. Okay, בנידה בבא סימן, רב חלבו אמר רב הונה, שתי סערות שאמרו, צריך שיהיה בעיקרן גומות. רב מלכיה אמר רב עדה ברבה גומות, אף על פי שאין בו סערות. To make a girl a major, she has to be 12 years old. So it says she has to have two סערות as well. So רב מלכיה's חדוש was, that even if she just has two follicles, even if the hairs yet did not emerge, once already they have the גומות, that's the root of the hair, that's already makes her a Gedola. So yeah, those are three. Again, what are they? That's the law of Shvud and Shefachot and the law of Gumot. Now what's the next three that Rav Malkiya said? Blurit. Blurit is the special hairdo that they used to keep for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They used to keep it for that. Berek im ma'amidim me'avodah zarah. Tarabaran, Oved chavim mistapen mi'Yisrael. Let's say you have a goy that's taking a haircut by a Jewish barber. So now what? The Jewish barber cannot touch the blurit. Because if he's going to touch the blurit and play with it, he's enhancing this item for the Avodah Zarah. So he's got to leave it. He's got to leave three etzba'ot to all the sides, not to touch the blurit. So therefore, again, about here, you're going to see all this stuff was talking about Mishnayot. Efer Makle, okay, Hacha, that's our story, Efer Makle, that's the tattoo story. That's putting the ashes on the makah. Now, Hacha, Mishmatetau, the Rav Manitin Kai. Now, this is a problem, because this has got nothing to do with a Mishnah. This is an Amoraic statement. Now, the Gemara is going to say that Rav Malkiyah, his statements all emanated from Mishnayot. Now, how could that be? Because this statement emanates on his own. We'll have to see how we reconcile it. Which means we're really going to reconcile and say like this. This Rabbi of Malkiyah, he could say anything. He could say Amoraic statements on his own, and he could also quote from a Mishnah. But Rav Malkiyot didn't quote from Mishnayot. So therefore, in Rav Malkiyot, you have a hybrid. You have sometimes Mishnayot quotes, sometimes you have things that are connected on his own. That's what Efer Makle. The other rabbi, Rav Malkiyot, he only has Amoraic statements that are not connected to the Mishnah. Next one, give you now. What's the case of the cheese? Nami be'el ma'amidin tell me Mishnah ve'give you not bet unaiki. Over there, Gabriel says, you're not to eat the cheese of the goyim. Because they put different isurim in there. Therefore, he says the cheese of the goyim is going to be asur. It's also a Mishnah. Okay. Now let's go back to the Gemara. How are you going to remember who said what? How are you going to remember Rav Malkiyah's dinim? And how are you going to remember Rav Malkiyah's dinim? So Yorah Papa gives you a way to remember it. That says, Rav Papa Amar Matnitin u Matnita Rav Malkiyah. The Mishnayot and the Braitot is Malkiyah. How do you remember that? Matnita, Malkiyah, both Nikira. And not only that, Malkiyah is a king. What's the king of the Gemara? The Mishnayot and the Braitot, the Tana. So therefore, Malkiyah Matnita. Shmateta Rav Malkiyah. And Shmateta and Halachot that I just made from Amoraim is going from Malkiyah. Vesimanach, Matnita, Malketa. That's the way you remember it. Matnita, Malketa, like I told you. Both the Kevot words, Matnita, Malketa, and the what? The king. Now, my Binai, what's the difference between the way Rav Papa explained and the way the first rabbi explained? Both of them listed, who's the first opinion? Rav Ma'amar of Malkiyah, Ma'amar of Adab al-Ava. Amar Rav Nachman. What's the scene of Nachman's classification and of Papa's classification? Ika binayu shefachot. The Nafkamina is going to be the shefachot. Where do you put the inyan of the shefachot? Because shefachot actually comes from a Mishnah. Oh, so if it comes from a Mishnah, so now you're going to have to put that Mishnah one in the Malkiyah side. So Rav Malkiyah, according to Rav Papa, is going to end up having four of the six halachot, and Rav Malkiyah will end up with two. So nafka mina, if you go and say matnitas or all Rav Malkiyah's, you got to move the shifahot down to his opinion. Look at Ivan now. Matnitin matnita. Rav Papa asimana de Rav Malkiyah ka'e legiru'em mine shifahot. That's what we benefit from the siman. To diminish one from Rav Malkiyah. Which one did you take away from Malkiyo? Shifahot. Dechud Shifahot. Dechudu matnitim Rav Malkiyah amrinu. Chomad Mishnah de Shifahot dukmit ke Rav Malkiyo. Rav Malkiyah amra. Umatnita de kamar. Lav dafka. Ela besimana de Rav Malkiyo. Leka matnitim. Which means, when we say, you have a problem, Rav Yehuda's bothered with a problem now. When we say that matnitas of Malkiyah, it's lav dafka. Because Rav Malkiyah also discusses things that are not in the Mishnah, like Efer Makle. We just meant to say Matnita is Davka Rav Malkiyah and not Rav Malkiyah. Rav Malkiyah does not discuss any Mishnayot, the Braitot. So therefore, you can include even Efer Makle, which is not a Mishnah or a Braita. But if you have Rav Malkiyah, or Mat Shenishan, Shmatita Besimanot, Rav Malkiyah, Dainu Shfut Vigumot. Rav Malkiyah, Amrinu, Vainu, Dechamat Ika, Benau Shifahot. But not what Shifahot, Efer Makle. If it's one get a dam, you got in the dam, cook in the kaika, which means keep Rav Malkiyo like he was, just take away Shifahot. And therefore, again, you have four against two. Hey, but what about Efer Makleh? That's not a Mishnah. And we didn't say he only discusses Mishnayot. We said he's the only one that will discuss Mishnayot. Rav Malkiyo does not discuss anything with Mishnayot. So therefore, take Shifahot, which is a Mishnah item, bring it to Rav Malkiyah. Next, Ivan Matnita Makita Mishnayot Ubraitot Ikarhen Behainu Siman Mishishemo Domel Nekeva. The rabbis, that's his name is similar to a female, that's Rav Malkiya Mukmina Kulu Matnayata. Right? Malkiya Matnayata Tavinami Lashon Nekeva Alibe Behainu Rav Malkiya Shishmo Domel Nekeva Mashmato Shirchen Mashma Lashon Malchut. And his name is also Kingdom. והיינו משניות וברייתות של עיקר ולוש מעטות ואיתם מפרשה איקה ביניו שפחות ומקלה. Now there's another גרסה in this Gemara that says there's two נפקמינות over here, שפחות and מקלה, and אפן מקלה, which means switch them. According to this version, there are still three and three. Put אפן מקלה from Rav Malkiya, put it to Rav Malkiyo, and take שפחות from Rav Malkiyo, put it to Rav Malkiya. So you made a switch between Efer Makleh and Shifahot. Let's go to the second version that the Ivan brings, and if we'll end up with three and three. Comes the next Mishnah. Sorry, we have one more line before the Mishnah. Rabbi Bai Bar Abaye Kapit Afilu Arrivda De Chusilta, which means when they used to make a little point in his hand to, let's say, take out some blood, a small little hole, he was makpid not to put ashes on that, even though he said only on a wound and things like that. He was mahmir even on a small little opening. He didn't want it to look like ketovet kaka, even on a makah ketana, which is also going to look like that. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar kol makom she sham makah makato mukhiyah alav. He comes along and says, no problem. Whenever there's a makkah, there's nobody dying. So everybody knows that he's putting it on there because of the makkah itself, and therefore you do not have to worry. Which means you're not doing it for Avodah Zarah, for kaka purposes. You're doing it for refuah purposes. So kanereh the isur is at the time that you're doing it. Since at the time that you're doing it, the people will know you're doing it for refuah, not for kaka situations over it, even though afterwards there might be some trace of it. It doesn't matter. At the time of the Isur, it's going to be evident what you're doing it for, and therefore he says it is indeed okay. Halakha indeed follows Rav Ashi. That's what the Tosafot says as well. Bottom Tosafot, Rav Ashi omer makato mukha'at ala v'chen halakha. Comes the next Mishnah. Nazir shaya shote yain kol hayom. Okay, have a nazir. He's asur to drink wine, yeah? He's drinking wine the whole day. En chayav ela achat. So he's only chayav one isur. They warned him, don't drink wine. He's drinking the whole day. So for the one warning, he drinks the whole day, chayav one. Amru lo, al tishte, al tishte. Hu shote, chayav kol achat v'achat. However, if they warned him, don't drink, he drinks. Don't drink, he drinks. So there's a Hayab Malkut for each drinking, because each warning brings him a different set of Malkut. Next case. Amru lo al tameh, al tameh. Okay, a Nazir is not allowed to be tameh, temetim. So the guy, they warned the Nazir, al tameh, al tameh, tameh. And he keeps on going to be tameh over and over again. Hayab akol ahad ve ahad. Now, what do you need the second case for? More than the first case. I know the deen is what? You basically give me a rule. Every warning brings a new malkut. So I know that from the drinking case. The child, you could argue like this. Once already the Kohen becomes Tameh, and then as he becomes Tameh, he's Tameh already. So therefore, what's the difference? Don't go into the cemetery. He went to the cemetery. Okay, now he comes out. Don't go into the cemetery. He goes in again. What's the difference? He's Tameh already. So kamash ma'alan, that each Tum'ah is Mosif. And therefore, he cannot go in again, even though you have Tum'ah on him. Next case. Haya megaleya kol hayom eno chayav ela achat. Now, we have this next case. One of the things that a Nazir is not allowed to do is shave his hair. Let's say they want, don't shave. The whole day shaving his hair. Hayav one. Amru lo altigaleach. Altigaleach. Vumigaleach. Hayav akol ahad. Ve'ahad. This is going to be hayav on each one. Now, what is the third thing coming to include? Okay, so it says ayin ritva to explain what the third item is. We only explain the second item. Okay, comes the mishnah continues. Next case, hayal avush bekel ayin kol ayom. Guys wearing shapnez, a wool and linen blend. What happened? A guy, not a nazir. Nashir Iban says, by the way, Ehad min ashuk, hello Nazir, regular guy. Inu chayav ilahat. Okay, chayav one. Hey, don't wear a shot. You're wearing a shot. You're not suit and jacket. You're wearing a shot. This chayav one. Amru lo al tilbash. Don't wear it. Vu poshet velovesh. And between each one, he takes it off and puts it back on. Chayav akol ahat ve'ahat. Now sounds like why you have to take it off, put it back on, because to be makud, you need action. You're not going to do an action, just wearing it, you're wearing it, not an action. So if it's be hayab makud, you got to actually do a ma'aseh. Now the Mishnah goes and tells us an amazing case. The Mishnah gives us a case over here where a person could do basically one act of plowing, and in that one act of plowing, he could be hayab up to, and maybe even more, 8 different isurim in one action. Okay, so we got to tally them up now. What is he doing? Yesh choresh telem echad. There's a guy that's plowing one furrow, v'chayav alav mishum shmona lavin, and he can get 8 different isurim. How? Choresh b'shor v'chamor. Stop. That's one. Because you're not allowed to plow with 2 different animals. That's kelayim and behema. So number one, it's shor v'chamor. So you blended these 2 animals together. You put them in the bit, and you're plowing with them. Lo taharosh. Shor v'hamor yahdav. Ven mukdashim. They're kadosh. One of them is a bechor. You have to say the shor is a bechor. So kedushat bechor. And the hamor is peter hamor, which is kadosh also. So you're benefiting from the, you're not to work things that are hekdesh. V'kil'ayim bekerim. And what are you plowing? You're plowing a blend in the field. Let's say you have wheat and grapes, but mixed in the field. So you're plowing kelayim. That's 3. Uba shivi'it, and you're doing it in the Shemitah year. You're not allowed to plow during the Shemitah year. So tack that one on also. Ve yom tov, and it's yom tov. Now, the reason why it doesn't say Shabbat is because once it's Shabbat, so then he's chayav sekila on such an item. And therefore you're not going to get the malkut. So therefore leave Shabbat. Yom tov. Ve kohen. Okay, the guy happens to be a Kohen ve-Nazir. And he's also Nazir be-Bet ha-Tum'ah. And he's plowing in a cemetery. So tack on 2 more Isurim. Kohen cannot go into the cemetery, nor can a Nazir go into the cemetery. So there you have your 8.
Or a vineyard.
Huh?
Or a vineyard. He was in the vineyard also, right? The Nazir.
He was not to be in a vineyard. That's a Gezerah Drabanan to walk into a vineyard. He can't eat, he can walk into it. That's a Chumrah. Hananya ben Hachina Yomer Afalo Vesh Kilayim. Well, you're looking for more Surim? I could say, and he's wearing shapnez also. That's 9. Amru lo Eno Hashem Amar Lahem. I mean, you talk Eno Hashem, which means we're talking about where the plowing is bringing it. One item, not the guy doing something else. The plowing has nothing to do with the shapnez that he's wearing. So Amar Lahem Afa Nazir lo Amar Hashem. Well, the Nazir also is not the plowing. Once already you're including Nazir, so that's not also minashim of the plowing itself. So you're tacking on, so I'll tack on also. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, you got to read all these rivans. Let's go. Top line. Yesh choresh telem echad. Yesh oved belot tachrosh beshor v'hamor. That's the issue, lot tachrosh v'hamor. V'nilkatim alev isumer. That's the pshat of the Mishnah. You could do one isur of lot tachrosh shor v'hamor, and with that one isur, you can tack on 7 more. That's the power. That's the starting point. Action. That's the action you're doing. Lo ta'rosh shor v'chamor. In that one avon, you can end up with 7 more. Im oto lav bilvad. With that one lav, you can get much more. ובאה לא כעסי שיחורש בכמה שברים וכמה חמורים ואלינו קטים מסורים הרבה עליו. But you would not, I'll give you a case. You have 10 chamorim with 10 shevarim. Right there, you have 10 isurim. Oh, we're not talking about that. We want to talk about the minimum amount. We're talking about lechol pachot. We're talking about the minimum amount of isur of lot tachnos shur v'chamor yachdam. Ve'alav dekelayim ka'ev. Now, from where do we, the Ivan's brother, from where is this Mishnah coming from? Since we just mentioned kelayim in the Mishnah, and the guy's wearing the sha'nez, so therefore we're now moving to a different form of kilayim. Good. Now, before we go further, we need to analyze just one point that needs to be again clarified. We have a general rule, en isur hal al isur. Once something's asur, you cannot have another isur that's tacked onto it. I mean to say, you have, let's say, a lady. She was a zona. She's asura to a kohen. Okay? The kohen goes with her. Asur, zona. Okay, then what happened? This zona, Jewish woman, went with a kohen. When she goes with a kohen, she becomes a halala. Now she's a halala. And then she got married and divorced. So now she's a girusha. Now, if a Kohen goes and marries her, and goes with her, we're not going to say that he gets three avonot. We're going with a zona, and a halala, and a girusha. The first isur that went on is zona, that's the isur that he gets. In isur hal al isur. So if that's the question over here, what are we doing over here in the Mishnah? You have isur, hal isur, you're getting eight different malkuyot. So comes the mefarshim and they answer, That's talking about where you did two separate isurim, two different actions. Meaning, the girl took care of her zonah first. So she's a shem zonah now. And then she did something else to become a halala. And then she did something else to become a gerusha. Once already the isur is on her, then we go after the first isur. By shaking here, which came first? Here, the guy is doing all eight. Bebatahat. Therefore, what is it? Give her the first one? They're all first. So in such a case, what happens? Bebatahat. All the eight isurim come in the same case. Therefore, all of them. Therefore, similarly, he says like this: Habal eshet achiv. If a guy goes with his brother's wife, mivishte hataot, bring two hataot. Mum eshet ish, umishum eshet ach, lefishibau shnem keachat. Those two isurim came simultaneously when his brother got married. Right? So simultaneously, she became Eshet Ish and Eshet Ah. So therefore, which came first? You know what came first? In that case, we'll bring two halves. So that's basically the principle over. So that's why you can get eight Isurim, even though it happened at the same time. Okay. Now, again, this piece over here, which Isur Halal Isur, and Isur Mosif, and Isur Kolel, that we're going to wait for tomorrow's daf, which is going to be the subject. But again, for our purposes today, we need to count the eight. Continue with the Ivan. V'hen mukdashim. How could a hamor be kadosh, and how could a shor be kadosh? So I told you, bechor and peter hamor. That's Ivan. V'gemara mukile bebechor, bechor shor, u'peter hamor. V'ka'avar b'mishum lo ta'avod bebechor shorecha. Good. Torah says you're not to work a bechor. They're both bechor. This is Peter Hamor. This is bechor. They're not to work it. V'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, davar pekamad bechorot, Peter Hamor asur b'hana'a. Debechla lo ta'avodu. V'afagav debechla ketiv bechor shorecha. Even though it says bechor shorecha, it doesn't say Hamor. How do you know Hamor is asur? Yehudanish lebechor shorecha le'maute shutafut. V'lo lemutu Peter Hamor. He learns the pasuk over there. Shorecha is not coming to exclude Hamor. It's coming to exclude something else. Good. So ben shor, ben Hamor asur. הנה ממניתי כמדי במעט פטר חמור מאחה, שור וחמור דקטלי מדין לאו דווקא. I can tell you, you know what? Really, חמור, there's no איסור of עבודה. So, what are you being over then? When it says in the Mishnah, שור וחמור, doesn't mean שור וחמור. It means שור וסה. So therefore you have two items that are בחור. And it's also אסור to put a שור וסה together. But when the Torah says, לא תחרוש שור וחמור יחדיו, it doesn't mean only a שור וחמור. It means any two species. So therefore, if you don't like the peter חמור, it's because you want to get involved in the מחלוקת, is it אסור to work a חמור or not, leave it. I'll tell you, it's a שור וסה. And the Mishnah says, שור וחמור, לאו דווקא. The shor vese kamar v'adi rakat hamor mishum neshtad dekra. Take a mekalem kedim shor v'hamor. Who adin chol shne minin? The neshtad chose hamor because that's the case the Torah uses. But who adin any two minin? Mishum anahad mitanem megdesh avile ezib meira. Oh, now the Rebbe has a question. I have a ninth one. Meila. The law is, if you're using something of Yekdesh, it's considered the Mi'ila. No. This is, you're not to work. This Be'emah is Kodesh, the Bechor is Kodesh, the Betamah is Kodesh. It's Kodesh, it's Mi'ila. So therefore, the first Isur is what? Can't work them. That's Isur, Avodah by these two items. So the Ivan asks, what are you talking about? You're benefiting from Mikdash. You don't get Mikdash. The Bechor lav bar Mi'ilahu. You answer. Bechor is not Mi'ilahu. Why? The Mamon Kohenu. Because who gets the Bechor? The Kohen gets it. And the Ivan gives us a rule. The En Mi'ilah Ela Bekotche Gavoa. Mi'ilah is only Shiach on something that goes on the Mizbeah for God. But something that has human benefit from it, there's no meila such a thing. The mekodesh Hashem kitivein meila bebechor ela benehene min haemurim agar zerikat damim. Which means, when is the meila on the bechor? After you put the meat on the mizbeach and it goes to God, the anu the gavoaninu. Oh, that already belongs to God. So if you nehene from that meat, that already is asur. והוא הדין לכל קדשים קלים וקדושי קדשים יש בהם מעילה לפני סליקת דמים ולגבוה ענינו אבל משזרק הדם זכו בהו כהנים משולחן גבוה ועדם המון כהם והם בהו משום מעילה. Which is all these Quranim, once you sprinkle the blood and the Quranim get the benefit from it, there's no מעילה. Now the Quranim have a הנה, because it becomes their ממון. And so therefore, the only the מעילה is going to be on גבוה before the זליקת הדם. But after the zikat adam, the Kohanim have to benefit from it. Like, let's say, by shlamim and things like that. Once the Kohanim can benefit, it comes to their mamon, they would have no me'ilah. Which is the purpose of the Rivan is teaching us a chidush. Now what? There's no me'ilah by bechor, because it is indeed mamon, Kohen. Okay, next one. Pet hamor also. It's a bechor. Pet hamor is a bechor. It's the first, it's also bechor.
Second understanding, if it's to say that's
Kohanim. Bechor, two bechors.
I've said it's Kodesh there also.
Yes, same thing. It's a Bechor. It's a Bechor. It's not a Korban Shelamim or Korban Chatat. It's either a Shor or a Hamor or a Shor and a Se. What's the Isur of the Mishnah? You cannot work Bechors. You're working a Bechor. Beautiful. Ivan's question. Besides working Bechor, you have Hana'a from a Bechor. That's Ekdesh. En Ekdesh Bedavar Sheshayach Lemamon Shel Kohen.
Can you make a Bechor and say this is going to be...
So comes the Ivan continues. The kelayim bekerim. Where's kelayim bekerim? The mechase ba'de vazil mechaper. Where you're planting, you're not planting anything. So Ivan says, when you're plowing, you're taking the dirt and you're covering the seeds. That's considered zoraya. That's considered planting in kelayim. Shviyit namem mishum zoraya shviyit. Okay, you're planting in shviyit. That's a separate isur. Ve'yom tov. The Ka'avid Harisha B'Yom Tov. You plant, you plow on Yom Tov. Kohen. V'hu Nazir. V'olech Memkom Tum'ah. Achar Machalashato is following the plow. Dika Had Lav Mishum Kohen LaNefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amad V'had Mishum Nazir. Al-Kon Nafshet Met Lo Yavo. So he comes along and says, what are you talking about? Why don't you say he's wearing Shatnez also? No. Eno Hashem. Eno Lav Zen L'Katam Mishum Harisha. That's not part of the Harisha. That's Mishum Nefisha. That's where it's a separate suit. Af nazir koel kamav lo deyik. Eno Hashem. En lav ze ba mishum harisha. That's not coming because the plowing the kohen and the nazir. En la mishum kirisa shlach zbo kom tumah. Good. Now the Gemara begins. Okay, we have Girsaot over here. Let's get the right Girsa. Amar of Bibai. Amar of Aseh. No poshet ve lo besh mamash. When we said by the Shatnez case, they warn him. Don't wear Shatnez. Not that I said take it off fully and then put it back on again. Yeah, that's too much. You don't got to do that. Lo poshet v'lovesh lovesh mamash la'afilu machnis u'mosib bet yad unkidi shelo. Even if he just takes out his sleeve and puts it back in, that's already enough. Ma'ver avacha bered rav ika eyulev apuke. So he showed it to him. Rav acha bered rav ika, he showed it. He took his sleeve out and put it in again. Just, you don't got to fully disrobe. So Gemara says, even better. Rav Asher says, "Afilu lo shaha ela kedel lefshot v'lelbosh hayav." He didn't do anything. They told him, "You're wearing shatnez. Don't wear the shatnez. Take it off." He keeps it on for the amount of time that he could have taken it off and put it back on again. Another isur.
What's the action?
Good question. The action is over here. Goes from the first action. Since the Torah says don't wear shatnez, the Torah is really telling you you're not allowed to continue wearing shatnez. So every time you're going to get a warning, the action is the original action when you originally put it on. Look at the Rivan. Afilu machnisu motzi bet yar. Okay, lishon machnisu motzi yado bebet yar haluko dami kiposhem alberzga ilu v'abokim amash. Okay, fine. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, now we get to the eight. Yesh choresh telem, right? You're plowing the telem. One action, eight isurim. Amar biyanai, b'habura. When the rabbis got together in a group, they were discussing halacha. Nimnu vegamru. They voted and they concluded halacha. Hachofe bekilayim loke. It's a chadush. The person is plowing kilayim. That means you're taking the dirt and you're covering the... What's plowing? Do it. Turning the dirt over. What's the isur in kilayim? Lo tizra. You cannot plant. So they came, the rabbis in the Beit Midrash, but they want to say hadush today. Somebody that plows kilayim, that's considered planting, that's going to be asur. Now, we don't know why they had to say this. It's a Mishnah. When the rabbis come together in the Midrash, they're not going to say hadush, it's a Midrash Mishnah. So Amar le Rabbi Yohanan. So Rabbi Yohanan, when he heard this statement, he said, "Lav Mishnatenu hizu? Is this not our Mishnah? What did it say? Yes, Choresh telem echad vechayav alav mishum shmona lavin haChoresh beShor ubaHamor veHen Mukdashim veChilayim beKerem Hay Choresh teMechayev mishum Kilayim ki Meshkachata." What's the case of Choresh teMechayev mishum Kilayim? Lav de Mechaseh baHadev Azil. Must be that as you plow and you're covering the dirt, is covering the seeds. So he's trying to ask, what were you saying in the Midrash? It's a Beferush Mishnah that covering the dirt by kilayim is zoreya. What's the chidush? So Amale, so Rabbi Yanai comes to Rabbi Yohanan and says like this: "Ilav de delay lachaspa mi mashkachat marganita tuta." If I didn't move the piece of earthenware, would you have seen the jewel that was underneath it? Which means, based on what I told you, I'm explaining you how to learn the Mishnah. Because if it wasn't for the way I just said, you could have learned the Mishnah in a totally different way. Why? You could have learned the Mishnah like this. There's another Isur according to the Rabbi Akiva. It's only the Rabbi Akiva. Isur is what? Mekayem kilayim. When you see kilayim in your field, and you walk by it, and you leave it there, and you don't uproot it, according to the Rabbi Akiva, the Chayav. Now, obviously, the Rabbi Akiva holds lav she'embo maaseh lokin, because that's not maaseh, you're being passive. But the point is, if it wasn't for this hedush over here, that turning the dirt overseas is considered zoreya, I could have learned the Mishnah totally different. I could have learned the Mishnah as dafka alibad Rabbi Akiva, and the case took, he's plowing, and he's walking by the thing, and he sees kilayim, and he keeps on going by. And the suit is what? Kiyum kilayim. That's why he comes along and says, Rabbi Yanai, I said a hadush for you. Because now when you're going to learn the Mishnah, you're going to say the Mishnah is not talking about kiyum kilayim. The Mishnah is actually talking about zoreya kilayim. And that's going even according to the hakamim. Which means, without Rabbi Yanai, you say the Mishnah is kiyum. By the way, and kiyum, and turning the dirt over also is like kiyum. Because kiyum, this is not considered planting, I would have thought. Just turning the dirt over is nothing. But now that I'm telling you that turning the dirt is planting, I can say that the Mishnah is going even according to hakamim, that all this planting is big hadush. I think it explains. Amale Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yohanan. So Rish Lakish tells Rabbi Yohanan, Ilav de kilsach gavra rabba. He says, listen, if it wasn't for the fact that you were praised by a great man, Rabbi Yanai, Michael, so who praised it? Rabbi Yonah is the one that came along and said it's a suit. Rabbi Yochanan said, what are you talking about? It's a Mishnah. So Rabbi Yonah told Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? I revealed to you a gem. See, Rabbi Yonah explained to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you tell me it's superfluous? It's not superfluous. I revealed to you a gem. So Amar Lidish Shakish Rabbi Yochanan, so Shakish Rabbi Yochanan, he loved the Kesach Kavra Rabba. If it wasn't for the fact that a great man praised you and he agreed to your isur that it's kisu is considered ziriah, hava amina matnitin mani Rabbi Akibai, Tamar Mekayim Kedayim Loke. Exactly. I could have learned the Mishnah much different. Lishtakish, by the way, if I was learning the Mishnah, I would not have learned Rabbi Akibah. I would have learned there's no isur of ziriah by Chofer. And the case of the Mishnah, he just left the Kelam. But what can I do? You were praised already by Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah told you that he revealed to you a big secret that I learned the Mishnah, and therefore, because Rabbi Yonah also learned the Mishnah like that. Rabbi Yonah said, "What do you mean, Rabbi? It's a Mishnah." Oh, it's so pashut to learn the Mishnah like that. I revealed this to you that that's what it was. He says, "By the way, you're lucky, Rabbi Yonah, because if it wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Yonah praised you that you learned the Mishnah correctly, that Chofer is because Hayam Mishum Zoraya, I could have learned differently." I could have told you that Chofer is not Hayam Mishum Zoraya. Chofer is Hayam Mishum Mekayim. And I would argue that the Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara just has one more point. My Rabbi Akiva, where do you see Rabbi Akiva that says Mekayim is Hayav? Detanya. Haminakish, that's pruning. You're taking out the bad weeds from a field of Kilayim. By taking out the bad weeds, you're causing growth in the other parts of the field. Vamehapeb Kilayim. Mehapeb Kilayim means you're covering up dirt over the Kelayim, look here, you're going to get Malkut. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af HaMekayim. Even if a person is Mekayim the Kelayim, doing nothing, just leaving it. Now the way we learn this Mishnah is like this. The first Shita is Tanakama. Mechapeh B'Kelayim means you're covering the Kelayim. What are you going to be? Hayav Mishum Zoreya. That's everybody. Rabbi Akiva says, not only Mechapeh Kelayim, even Mekayim. So that's where you see the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that holds what? That Mekayim Kilayim is going to be Hayav. My Tama Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason of Rabbi Akiva? That you're going to be Hayav. Detanya. Sadecha lo tezra Kilayim. En li ela zoreya. It says Sadecha lo tezra. That needs to be planting. Mekayim minayim. How do you know Mekayim? Tamud Omar Kilayim Sadecha lo. Now, in order to appreciate this Dirasha, please look on the sides of your Gemara. You only have one pasuk on the side of the Gemara. You see it? Et chukotai tushmoru behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim. It says your animal, you should not graft with another animal. Don't crossbreed your animals. Again, listen to the words. Behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim. What's the next part? Sadecha lo tizra kilayim. Your field do not plant with kilayim. Now, if I read the pasuk like this, I can read kilayim sadecha lo. I can take the word of Kilayim that was written by Behemah and read it like this, Kilayim Sadecha Lo. That means you're not allowed to have Kilayim in your field at all, even through being Mekayim. So that's how Rabbi Akiva knows Mekayim is Asur. Kilayim Sadecha Lo. Not only Lo Tizra, not only doing action, even just leaving it in the field, Kilayim Sadecha Lo. That's how we know. So again, let's conclude. Comes out according to Rabbi Akiva, you have a sort of human according to Hakamim. They'll say the Mishnah is talking about even when you're covering it, and covering it is Hayam Mishum Zoreh. Therefore, the Mishnah is going the Devre. Hakos going to quote to everybody. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.